Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. This year, the Mill of Kintail, situated in the municipality of Mississippi Mills, celebrates 50 years as an historical site and recreational area. And this Sunday, there will be tons of activities and fun things to do for the whole family, and it's free. Joining me is Scott Lorick, property manager of the Mill of Kintail. Hi, Scott. Nice of you to come in today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming in. So, for those maybe not that familiar with Mill of Kintail, how would you describe that heritage property?
You've done a pretty good job so far. So the Mill of Kintail is one of the conservation authorities, one of six conservation areas that we have, and it's located on Ramsey Concession 8 in Elmont, and it is a 154-hectare site that is filled with forests and trails, and it's right on the Indian River, and also houses two historical buildings that were built in the 1830s. One of which now that we've turned into a museum that celebrates the life and the work of R. Tate McKenzie and also Dr. James Naismith.
Okay, two historical figures, right?
Yeah, they're very important from the local area, from Mississippi Mills area.
Right, and I think people know Dr. Naismith as the inventor of basketball.
Exactly. So he's probably the more famous of the two, but equally as important. R. Tate McKenzie was a very large contributor to the early development of physical fitness. He was also largely involved in helping soldiers in World War I in terms of rehabilitation. And he's also a world-famous artist and sculptor, and that's what a lot of the museum is based off of, is his artwork. So he has over 200 pieces of artwork across the world, and a handful of them are located at the museum.
And they're both world-renowned, aren't they?
Yes, very, very much so.
Right. So what are the special features of the Mill of Kintail? What brings people there the most, do you think?
So the Mill of Kintail has something for everybody. I mean, on a daily basis, you'll see a lot of people, you know, walking their dogs. You'll have people that'll come out for, they might be out for a jog on the trails. You have people that will come out and have lunch. So we have a picnic structure there, and it's a really quiet, quaint place. You know, you have the river flowing in the background and the historical features of the two buildings. It's a unique place to visit. There aren't many like that in the area.
So for people wanting to hike, this is a great place. Also for history buffs, would attract.
Yeah, equally as much. Yes, yeah. You can get really. It's a double dose. It attracts people from all walks of life that either enjoy the history side or can enjoy the nature side at the same time.
It's a really fantastically beautiful place.
It is.
It's a magical place. I've been there several times. What is your responsibility there as the property manager?
So as the property manager, myself, I oversee a team that they will maintain the site. So as the conservation authority, we will run and maintain the site. So it includes all the buildings, all the trails, the fields and everything there. So all that falls under our responsibility.
So let's talk for a minute about the history. That was an old grist mill, wasn't it, where the museum is now?
Correct. So it was an old mill, and then R. Tate McKenzie acquired it in the early 1930s, and he used it as a summer home.
I see.
And funny enough, so both himself and James Naismith were actually friends, and we have their various pictures that we have of the two of them, you know, spending time together at the mill. So it kind of became a place that was known for the both of them that way. So it seemed fitting that once MVCA acquired the property in, going back 50 years ago now, to be able to host the museum there in the dedication to R. Tate McKenzie and then eventually to James Naismith.
Very nice. Now, the recreational side of this site, Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have 6 kilometers of trails that go throughout the property. They start from the front, up front, right from the gatehouse, and they wander all the way through the property. There are various levels of degree of difficulty, I guess, if you want to term it that way, in terms of being able to walk certain trails. Some of them go through the forest and out through the fields that we have, and then some run right perpendicular to the Indian River, which they're always a fantastic walk.
And so people can go there for a picnic?
Yeah, we do. We have picnic structure on site. We also have a play structure for the kids. We get the swing sets. We've got a small basketball court, which seems fitting with having James Naismith associated with it. And then, like you say, you can always go in and visit the museum as well. So it's open 7 days a week, and you can go in and take in some of that history.
Well, that's great. Now, let's talk about why you're here today. Let's talk about the 50th anniversary celebration this Sunday. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so as you've alluded to, it's a big celebration for us, celebrating 50 years of the Milliken Tail being a conservation area under our watch. So we have a big community celebration planned. So we're going to start at 10 a.m. and we run right through till 4 p.m. So we will have our own booth, our MVCA booth, where we'll be selling 50-50 tickets in support of the foundation, which, again, will support the Milliken Tail conservation area. So we're selling 50-50 tickets. We're going to be painting faces. So if the kids, or even the adults, if they want to get their faces painted, come on out. We have an entertainment stage, so the entertainment stage is, we're going to have various acts that will be up there. So we have a couple of local artists, so we have Vicky Brittle and Brock Zeman that are going to be part of the musical acts that are going to be going up. We have Little Ray's nature presentation, so they're the guys that come out with the snakes and the creatures.
Hang snakes around people's kids' necks and things like that?
So...
Not me.
It might not be for everybody, but I tell you, even from a distance, it's interesting to watch.
I can imagine.
It's a cool experience that you don't get in a lot of places,
right.
So it's a real big attraction. We also have the Cameron Highlanders of Ottawa. It's a local pipe band. And the neat tie to them is they actually played as part of the original when we opened it 50 years ago.
Really?
They were part of it. So I'm not sure it's the same guys that are going to be playing the pipes.
Maybe
but
some of them.
You never know, but it is the same group, which we thought was a real neat tie-in there. We're going to have some guided tours of the property and of the trails.
Okay.
So we also have a barbecue that's going to be put on by the Almont Civitan Club. So they have a barbecue available there. We're going to have some inflatable games and interactive games for the kids. And we're going to also involve the museum, so we're going to have museum tours, we're going to have crafts and stuff for the kids in the museum.
That's wonderful.
So we have a wide variety of activities for all ages.
Now, what's an inflatable game?
So it's one of the inflatables that's coming is a big, tall carnival slide that it's a blow-up.
Are they like powered. Bouncy castles or something?
Exactly.
I figured.
And then we have a couple, the kids can show off their strength on a game where you basically, if you hit the bell and it runs up to the top
right.
And it rings, then you're a strong kid.
Just like so, the old the fairs or something.
Exactly. So it's something fun to do for everybody.
Right. Now, it's free.
It is.
That's pretty awesome.
Free parking, free admission.
What is the cost to normally go there on a day that's not the 50th celebration?
So typically we have a $6 site usage fee. That also includes your admission to the museum as well. So on a normal day when you would go, we have a machine there where if you pay your $6 site fee, that you can get into the museum at that point for free as well. So.
Okay. Now, you can get a season pass?
You get a season pass, and it covers really all of our conservation areas. The only two currently that we charge site fees at are at the Milliken Tail and at the Morris Island Conservation Area up towards Fitzroy Harbor. But a conservation pass would get you into all of those sites for that one-time cost.
We have a minute to talk about the other conservation sites that you manage. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, so we stretch all the way across our watershed. We've talked about the Milliken Tail and briefly Morris Island Conservation Area. We also have the Carp River Conservation Area, which would be one of our newest ones that we're working with the Friends of Carp River to be able to develop that site. We have the Purton conservation area in Lanark, which houses our orchids, our lady slipper orchids that bloom every year near Father's Day, and it's a beautiful sight to go to. We have Palmerston Canado, which we maintain in partnership with Lanark Highlands. They help us maintain that site, but that is also one of our conservation areas. And then we have the 35 kilometers section of the KMP Trail that also flies under our banner.
Okay. Lots to look after there.
Very much so.
Very important stuff, too.
Yeah. Right.
What is the money used for, getting back to the Mill of Kintail now, mm-hmm. the $6 fee? What would that normally, where would that go?
So a lot of it will go in, it's split, it goes into any of the site maintenance that we have. So as you can imagine, with heritage buildings, by nature, they're old buildings, so mm-hmm. they need a lot of upkeep. Help support that side of the site, and also goes into just the standard upkeep, the trail maintenance, and everything that we need to do. You know, having a 154 hectare site, it's
a lot
of work for our crew,
yeah.
to keep up with, and it is there are costs associated with that.
Right, of course, understandable, and that's very reasonable as it is. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful site. I've hiked there several times. I haven't been to the museum yet. But
yeah,
I guess I was there at a time of year when the museum wasn't open yet.
Typically, the museum's open so once we hit the May long weekend, usually the May long weekend ends, the museum will open, and then it is open through until Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay, sounds
usually,
good.
Typically in the off season, we'd be closed for that. So it's probably mm-hmm. when you visit it, mm-hmm. but during that period, it is open 7 days a week.
Okay, sounds good, Scott. Is there anything, we've got about a minute left, anything else that you'd like to add that I haven't asked you yet?
No, I think we've done a good job of covering everything. I mean, we'd love to see everybody come out on Sunday and spend some time with us. And like we say, it's a free community celebration. And it's great for people to come out that have experienced the site, maybe haven't been there in a while. And it's also a great opportunity for people to come out and haven't been out mm-hmm. to the site yet. And like you've said, and a lot of people that I've talked to, it's a really great site. And there's something for everybody of all ages and all interests, mm-hmm. so there's a lot to do out there, and it's a really great spot for people to come out to.
And it's very accessible, too.
Very much so, yes.
In the Clayton-Elmont area.
Yes.
Right? Easy to find on Ramsey
yep.
Concession 8.
Ramsey Concession 8.
Okay, and our listeners can Google that, Mill of Kintail, find out all sorts of information.
You can Google the Mill of Kintail, or if you'd like full details on the celebration, you can visit our website at mvc.on.ca.
Okay, mvca.
mvc.on.ca.
Right. Okay. I want to thank you very much for coming in today. You've come all the way from your office on Highway 7,
yes.
right?
Yep. No, I appreciate your time. And like we say, it's been great. You've been a great partner in helping get the word out, and we really appreciate it.
Great. I hope you have a good turnout on Sunday. I just might see you there.
We hope so.
Scott, thanks very much for coming in today, and good luck on Sunday. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Scott Lorick. He's the property manager of Mill of Kintail Conservation Area. So for more information, you can visit Mill of Kintail. And there's a phone number here as well I have. It's 256-3610. I hope I got that right, Scott.
Yep.
Did I? Okay. So don't forget, this Sunday, the 20th, Mill of Kintail, open 10 to 4. Bring the kids, have a great time, and learn a little bit about history as well. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.